Okay, Parshas Va'era this week. Okay. You got that? Okay, good. Thank you very much. Okay, so in this week's Parsha, we have most of the Makas, Parshas Va'era. We have the first seven Makas. And it says that the Makas, Moshe Rabbeinu, was the one who started the Makas. Most of the Makas, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who got the ball rolling. However, the first three Makas was an exception. They were exceptions. In Perek Zion, Pasuk Yud says, what does it say? Hashem said to Moshe, Emor el Aaron, go to Aaron and he should take the stick and hit the water. Zok Rashi, why Emor el Aaron? Lefi shehegin ha-yor al Moshe. Because the Yor, the water, saved Moshe, protected Moshe when he was thrown into the river. And the same thing in the third Makkah of Kinim, when you had to hit the offer. So Rashi says there the same thing. It's later in Perichas. Pasuk Yubayz. Hashem said to Moshe, Emor el Aaron. So Rashi Nachamol. Lehoya ha-offer kedai lukos ayidei Moshe. Moshe couldn't hit the ground. Because again, the ground protected Moshe when he killed the Mitzri. Vayitmeneu bachol. He hid him. HID, he hit him in the offer, he buried him in the offer. So since the water and the dust of the earth protected Moshe Rabbeinu, so therefore Moshe had to have Hakaras HaTov and couldn't hit the water and couldn't hit the dust, and therefore because of that midah of Hakaras HaTov, therefore he had to say Amar al Aaron, even though Moshe was the one who brought the Makas on Klal Yisrael, but the first three he had to do to Aaron. And we learned this The Dan Tzvardei also was both about hitting the water, so there that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do it, and the third one was hitting the offer. So we learn this as children, and it's a very nice thing. A person should have Hakaras HaTov, and Moshe had to have Hakaras HaTov to the water, and he had to have Hakaras HaTov to the dust of the earth. But when you get a little older and think about it, it's Tzaruch Bir Rav, L'chayr, it's very shver. What's going on here? We're talking about Hakaras HaTov to water. We're talking about Hakaras HaTov to earth. Why? Because you have to appreciate what the water did for you and what the earth did for you. So you do Hakaras HaTov and you don't hit the water knows the difference if you hit the water or not, the earth knows the difference. Whether it's the malach of the water or the malach of the offer feels bad when you hit it. There's a story that happened not that long ago, Rav Yisrael Zev Gustman, Zatzal, who was a big Talmud of Rav Chaim Eiser, and he was a Rashiv in Eretz Yisrael of a yeshiva called Netzach Yisrael. So Rav Gustman was a big gadol, and he used to go out in front of the yeshiva. There was plants. He used to water the plants every day. It wasn't other people in the yeshiva, the other workers who took care of other things. He used to water the plants. And one day his talmidim, who were close to him, finally asked him, you know, I know you want that the yeshiva should look presentable and it's covered at Torah, but why does the yeshiva himself have to water the plants? Well, why can't the yeshiva get anybody else? And he said, no, to the plants I have Hakaras HaTov, because when I was running away from the Nazis, I had to hide in forests. And I wasn't able to eat regular food, and I lived for a long period of time eating the leaves and the berries of certain plants, and that's how I sustained myself. And as Hakaras HaTov to the plants, I feel it's incumbent upon me to take care of the plants and to water the plants myself. It's a very interesting thing. Reb Chaim Eiser, who was his Rebbe, took him once on a walk and showed him all the different plants, and he said, the leaves of this plant and the berries of this plant, these are okay, these are good to eat, these are healthy, these are poisonous. He gave him a whole lesson in eating leaves of plants. He didn't understand what his Rebbe was doing, and he said many years later that when he ran away and he had to survive on these plants and berries, he thought it was like a nevuah that Reb Chaim Eiser was showing it to him in order that he should be able to be saved when he was running away from the Nazis. But here's the concept. You have the same thing that he has Hakaras HaTov to the plant. So the plant is a tzemach. It's not a daimim. So it's something that grows. But for our purposes, it's the same kasha. What's up? Hakaras HaTov to the tzemach, Hakaras HaTov to the daimim. Yes?
Hashem has someone do a favor that you want to do.
It would be a big mitzvah for the water. It's a cover for the water. Binyamin is adding an excellent point. It's not just that the water and the earth doesn't care. Fakir, the water and the earth are now being a vehicle to do a mitzvah. And they are a mitzvah. When Aaron hits it, now it's going to start the makkah. So what's the problem? You mean Al Hakaras HaTov? Okay, but the Hakaras HaTov says, don't hit it. Don't even do a ma'isa hitting it. But what's the pshat? Hakaras HaTov to the water and Hakaras HaTov to plants. L'chayr, it's a davar pashut, but it's kedai to bring out, which is that the idea is as Yossi was saying before, the Hakaras HaTov that we're talking about is not so that the water won't feel bad, and the water might feel bad, or that the offer is going to feel bad. The point is, Hashem was teaching us a very important lesson. A person has to instill within himself, has to be mashrish b'soichai, to internalize the idea of Hakaras HaTov. The feelings of Hakaras HaTov that a person has to feel is not because if you're not makir tov to the person, he's going to feel bad. He did you a favor and you didn't do a favor in return. That's not the point. The point is that a person himself, in order to be a true Yid and a true Ben Aliyah, that's someone, a person has to have Hakaras HaTov. And you therefore have to train yourself for Hakaras HaTov. The Hakaras HaTov to a diamond and the Hakaras HaTov to a plant, to watering the plants, is not because the plant will feel better. It's because when you work on Hakaras HaTov, you train yourself to not take anything without recognizing the good and without giving something in return. And Moshe Rabbeinu was taught this lesson. You can't hit the water, you can't hit the offer because of Hakaras HaTov. And Moshe Rabbeinu learned this lesson. You know how we know that he learned this lesson? Because later on in Parshas Matos, when Klai Yisrael had to fight a Melcham against the Midyanim, Hashem told Moshe, Nikoyim nikmas b'nei Yisrael me'eis ha-Midyanim. Go fight the battle against the Midyanim. What did Moshe do? He didn't go himself. He sent Pinchas. It's up to Medrash. Why didn't Moshe go himself? Hashem told him to come nikmas b'nei Yisrael. It's up to Medrash. Einoi b'din sh'ani meitzar l'misha asali toiva. Moshe Rabbeinu said, it's not fair that I should go to the Midianim and fight a war against them. They did me a favor. They housed me for the years that I was by Yisrael. So I can't fight against Midian. So you see, Moshe Rabbeinu learned that either. You got a toiva from a certain country. You can't go lead the battle against it. And there it's a pellet de kazach. Hashem told him to come nikmas b'nei Yisrael me'eis ha-Midianim. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz and Sifat Musar discusses this. What's Hashem? Moshe Rabbeinu said, I have a midah of Hakaras HaTov. Well, yeah, Hashem told you, don't worry, Hashem also knows you have a midah of Hakaras HaTov. And Hashem told you, go do the battle. Where does Moshe have the right to go tell Pinchas to run the battle? He's the one who's supposed to do it. Sakhar Chaim Shmulevitz, a big aside, that the midah of Hakaras HaTov helps us understand the command of Hashem. The way he said it, it's a midah shatayr and adreshes ben. If Hashem tells you to lead a battle, but Hakaras HaTov tells you don't, it must mean that what Hashem means is go tell someone else to lead the battle. It must mean that Hashem is saying do it ayidei shliach. It can't mean that Hashem is telling you to lead the battle yourself, because Hakaras HaTov teaches us otherwise. So the midah of Hakaras HaTov goes so far that it's a midah shatayr and adreshes ben. It helps us define and describe to us what the tzivui of Hashem is. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz not just said this pshat, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz lived with the midah of Hakaras HaTov. I was once visiting his son, Rav Avram Shmulevitz, who's a Rebbe in the Mir Yeshiva, I believe, Rabbi Kalish went by him, Rav Avram Shmulevitz, and he said how his father had Hakaras HaTov to anyone who he received the Toiva from. He said to his Talmidim, felt such a Hakaras HaTov to him, he felt such a Hakaras HaTov to them. He said, these guys come to my shir, who would I be able to say shir to if I didn't have Talmidim? Ein melech b'loi am, right? A king can't be a king without a nation. So ein rebbe b'loi talmidim. He used to have such a karas atayv. He used to go for the chasanas. He used to travel for a bris to the talmidim. And his wife would say, you're not feeling well. Why do you have to travel so far to the bris? He says, what do you mean, karas atayv? He comes to my shir. It's an incredible midah of karas atayv that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz had. And I taka feel the same way. Karas atayv to the talmidim. Karas HaTov to Talmidim, if there wouldn't be Talmidim, so the whole steiging of giving a shir and the Talmidim, especially the Talmidim that I have, are mechadeh the Rebbe. No, really, when I say something, I have to know, like, who this guy, what this guy's gonna ask, because if the guys are on the ball and the guys are listening, so it's something that when I'm preparing, and when every Rebbe prepares, you know what it says in Pirkei Avos? It says that, mitalmida yoyse mikulam. I learned from my Talmidim more than my Rebbeim and friends. How could that be? I mean, Talmidim are good, but how could it be more than Rebbe and friends? One of the great pshatim that I heard was, because when you prepare a shir, even without the Talmidim there, but you're thinking, I can't say this, it doesn't fit in so perfectly, they're gonna hack me up, they're gonna ask that. So even without the Talmidim asking the question, but because you know that they could ask, and they sometimes do, so that's something that sharpens the Rebbe and makes sure that he's being mechavin ala emes and making sure that he reaches the highest madrigas. That's Hakaras HaTov to Talmidim, and it goes without saying, like the Talmidim had Hakaras HaTov to Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, there's a Hakaras HaTov to a Rebbe also. And we're not getting into a personal discussion now, but besides the Hakaras HaTov of giving a Chanukah gift to a Rebbe, which everyone gave a nice, wonderful Chanukah gift, but the real Hakaras HaTov to a Rebbe, that's appreciated also, but the real Hakaras HaTov to a Rebbe is when people come to the Shir, when people listen to the Shir, when people come to the Seder, Nothing gives the Rebbe more pain and agmas nefesh is that the Talmidim are not steiging. The Talmidim are doing the wrong things out of the yeshiva. The Talmidim are not coming to Seder on time and are not learning and are not making a kinyan on the inyanim. That's what a Rebbe, I can't speak for all Rebbeim, but a Rebbe who cares about the Talmidim, a Rebbe wants to see that the Bachim are steiging. He feels good that he has a hand in the Bachim steiging. But he loves the Talmidim so much that he wants them to steig. And not only as a Koras HaToy for the Rebbe, I'll tell you a secret, it's the best thing for yourself also. Steiging for a person is the best thing you could do with his life. But even as the mid of a Koras HaToy, for a person to have a Koras HaToy, to Chaverim who do good things for you, and to Rebbeim and to other people who you benefit from, that's something that's such an important midah that we learn here by the Makas. And it has a very, very big nafkamina lahalacha as well. When it comes to dealing with our parents, there are a lot of people who don't see eye to eye everything with their parents. I feel their parents don't understand them. But the Sefer HaChinuch points out in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, which is the Mitzvah of honoring parents, the Mitzvah of Hakaras, the Mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, he says Hakaras HaToiv is something that should spur a person to meet the Mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. Even if there are certain mitzvahs that he's weak in, but think about it for a minute. Kibud Av V'Em, your parents, you're only here in the world because of your parents. It's only because of them that you're here b'chlal. And what do? You see what parents do with little kids, diapering them and taking them to school and carpool and all different things till that level. And then teaching you, passing on true Torah values to a family, whether they worked or not, every child is on their own level. But what they tried so hard in the chinuch of every single child, and they love that child and gave from the time and koichas to the child, picture for yourself. Mitzvah Shem, you get married, have a wonderful mishpacha. About 15 years after you get married, there's a good chance that you're going to have a teenager who's going to claim that you don't understand teenagers. What do you mean, I don't understand teenagers? I was a teenager not that long ago. Yeah, but in 15 years after you get married, when you have your first teenager, the world is going to be very different, and he's going to know more with the technology than you know, and he's going to say you don't understand teenagers. And it could be true. It could be you won't understand teenagers as well as he understands teenagers in his childish mind, but Lamaisa, he understands the times better than you. So does that mean he doesn't have to have Hakaras HaToy for you, for bringing him into this world, for helping get him to this stage, besides supporting him and giving money, but giving all the love and time and affection that a parent gives a child? And that's something we have to look at. We don't have to wait till we have children to realize that. We should realize it with our own parents, that to do the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em is not just one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. It's one of the midos that a yid has to internalize from the beginning of the day, Moida Ani Lefanecha, when we give Hakaras HaToy to Hashem. The midah of Hakaras HaToy is something that should be so much part of us, and therefore whatever it takes to do Hakaras HaToy to the parents, that's what we should do. There's no reason that a bachar in yeshiva who's away from his family for Shabbos shouldn't call his parents to wish them a good Shabbos. A bachar should call his parents every Erev Shabbos, if not more than that, if Matzah Shabbos, if not Erev Shabbos, or both. Whenever the parents want to hear a good Shabbos call, how was Shabbos? Fine, say good, you know, you don't say anything. They want to hear about your life. Many teenagers are very private, they don't want to tell all the things. Fine, some people don't have to open up and tell all the things to their parents, all the things that are going on. But to wish the parents good Shabbos, when you come home for Shabbos, to give the parents nachas. Sometimes you say something, and it's shalei lishma, because you want the person who's listening to be impressed with you. By your parents, there's no shalai lishma. If you say over Dvar Torah just because you want your parents to be impressed with you, that's not shalai lishma. That's the mitzvah. You're giving them nachas. If you come over, you have a Dvar Torah to say over on the parasha, surely this Dvar Torah, I'll keep it avayim. But anything that you call your parents and you tell them a Dvar Torah, or you go home and you tell them something that makes them happy, that's nachas. The only thing I could think of shalai lishma to tell your parents is if you tell your parents a good word, so they should buy you a car. If you tell your parents a good word, so they should give you money. That's shalai lishma. But it's not that they should be impressed with you and say, oh, this guy says a nice word. So by the parents, that's good for the nachas. The nachas that the son is becoming a ben Torah and the son is doing the right thing. So this is something that's very important in Kibud Av V'Em and in general going through life to have the proper Hakaras HaToiv when it's due. And of course this brings us to the most important level of Hakaras HaToiv, which is Hakaras HaToiv to Hashem. Right? We wake up every morning. What does the last pasuk in Tehillim say? Does anyone know? Last pasuk in Kuf Nun in Tehillim? Kol HaNeshama. It's a haluka, haluka, that's the last pasuk. Every neshama, every soul should praise Hashem. And the Medrash says in Bereishis Rabbah, Parsha Yud Dalid Ois Tes, the Medrash says, what does kol neshama to haluka? Al kol neshima u neshima. The Medrash says, for every breath that we take, to haluka, we should praise Hashem. That means when you wake up in the morning, Hashem opens your eyes. So we thank Hashem. How do you thank Hashem for opening your eyes? You make sure that your eyes are focused on the right things during the day, and you're not looking at the wrong things in the wrong places. Hashem gives us feet. Thank you, Hashem, for giving us feet that we're able to walk. One of the achetz is ritzas reglayim lahara. We used our feet to go run to places that we shouldn't be in, and that's a lack of hakaras hatov for the feet. There are people I know younger than you who are paralyzed, hopefully not for life, but for now they're not moving. A person's feet could be taken away. There are people who become blind in the middle of their lifetime. A person's eyesight could be taken away. We have to appreciate every day, and hakaras hatov is one of the most tangible ways that a person could improve in his avodas Hashem, even if you're not holding on the highest level of your shemayim. But pasha, if someone gave you a favor, so you have a karas hatayv, and you wouldn't give the person a slap in the face. So if Hashem gives you things day in and day out with the matanas, we should make sure to use it the right way. We should take the inspiration from the makas. We see that Moshe Rabbeinu had to have that karas hatayv to the yor and to the offer, even to a dayanim and a tzameach, surely to a chay and a medaber, to a person, and then to Hashem. And if we are makas and we don't take anything for granted, Hashem should continue to give us bracha v'atzlacha throughout our lives.